Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to get into. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Pigskin, or I'm sorry, on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin. For me, it would be Dorf on Sports. And first and foremost, let me set the table. We had a great day of college football on Saturday. We have all of the teams, as far as we know, that are in Major League Baseball postseason. We also have NHL hockey right around the corner. And as we know, NFL football is happening right now, week four of the NFL. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. And you know what? I'm going to differ a little bit from you. The college football Saturday yesterday was kind of underwhelming. There wasn't a lot of great matchups. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still college football. So some weeks are better than others, man.
Oh, absolutely. But what did you think of Mac Brown's decision? Let's just hit that real quickly. Mac Brown, or at least I'll set the table for it. North Carolina playing Clemson on Saturday with an opportunity to tie that football game. But Mac Brown, the genius, decides to go for two, and they don't get it done. So we'll get into that pretty soon. But on the other side, like always, our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, will join us. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and quite fitting because the postseason is here. Anyways, keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years.
I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
The football season's back! And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, BetOnline.ag. Head over to BetOnline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
And a shot! Deep in the left, and the Rays have a walk-off! Steven Susan Jr. Rays win it! It's a 2-1 final!
The 2-2. Slang and a drive. Left field. Way back. And it's gone.
And that'll do it. The New York Yankees have survived. All four of their postseason wins this year have come in elimination games. A come-from-behind wildcard victory, then down 0-2 in this series. They claim games 3 and 4 at home, take game 5 on the road, and are headed to Houston.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We are now going to be joined by our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Canada. And we talk baseball and we talk hockey, which, by the way, John, we're going to have to start doing that pretty soon. As you know, hockey is right here, man. I can't believe it. All the sports going on at one time now. Good morning, John. How are you? Good
morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. Another day in paradise. A little bit sorer than usual because I happen to be playing a tennis tournament, and I'm in the finals today after we get done with the radio show. But I'll tell you what, when you're 46 and you're out there trying to battle and really working your body, it's a tough task. So I'm pretty sore today. I'm just going to go out and compete, and hopefully good things will happen. But speaking of good things, I can't believe that my Milwaukee Brewers made the postseason, but they made it for the first time in like 37 years, back-to-back years. We know all the players. The odd man out are the Cleveland Indians, which is probably somewhat shocking, but what can you say about the teams that will be representing both the American and National League in the postseason, John?
Well, obviously, a lot of teams with good records. That's the way that the game works. Going back to your Brewers, they've done it in the month of September. They're 20-6, and the Cardinals are 15-12 going into today's game. So, quick math, that's a gain of what I think 5.5 games in the month of September. That just blows my theory of you got to be one game a week in terms of a lead to blow it, and here we are, all of a sudden, the Brewers have made up 5.5 games in less than 4 weeks. So maybe my theory of one game per week is perhaps not as solid as I like to think it is. But I got to look at this Milwaukee team, and quite frankly, I don't know how they're doing it. We've talked about this many times, that it's next man up mentality with the Brewers. I still don't believe their starting pitching is all that strong, yet here they are with a chance to win a division on the last day of the season. They certainly blew a great opportunity last night. They were up going into the ninth inning in Colorado last night.
Yep.
Gave up a run in the ninth and then a walk-off home run in the bottom of the tenth to lose that game when they had their great opportunity because the Cubs had beaten the Cardinals earlier.
Yep.
But I'm sitting back looking at this team, and you know, with all due respect to the Brewers, I'm just wondering how they're doing it. The Cubs have collapsed in the month of September. They're 11-15, so clearly the Brewers had an opportunity. They've taken advantage of that opportunity, and maybe they have a chance to win the division. But we said all season that that division will come down to the final weekend, and it's actually come down to the final game. If by some chance both teams are tied after today's game, which will of course mean a St. Louis loss and a Milwaukee win, there's no other combination that will allow them to tie. There's a one-game playoff for the division tomorrow afternoon at shortly after 3 o'clock at Busch Stadium for that division title. So maybe the division isn't over yet, but certainly we've got it to the last day, and that's always exciting.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're 100% correct. It's definitely exciting, and I agree with you about what happened for the Brewers in Colorado on Saturday night, because they had many opportunities. Bad base running, to be honest with you, John, and then Hader going in there 2-1 in the bottom of the ninth. You're feeling pretty good, and they give up a run, and then the 10th inning comes, and you, like you said, the walk-off homer by Story, and that is the story when you speak of it. So just looking at things in general, if they were to win today and St. Louis loses, I know it's only one game, but you know what? That one game is the difference of you playing one game again or you being able to play a 4 out of 7 series. So there's so much on the line with this last game of the season for these two teams, John.
Oh, it's a huge amount in it because, to your point, not only are you, if you tie, you're playing for the opportunity to play another sudden-death game, it also means the difference of who you play in the first round of the NLDS, because if you end up going in as the wildcard team, you're going to draw the Dodgers, and we know how strong the Dodgers have been all season. If you win the division, you've still got an awfully tough opponent in Atlanta, and you do not have home field advantage because the Braves had a much better record. But I still would like to think that, you know, with all due respect to the Braves, I'd feel as a team I'd have a better chance of beating Atlanta than I would the Dodgers. So it's a big issue because the second wild card game would be on the road as well because Washington's clinched home field advantage. So it's a big game in many, many ways. And what is interesting is that St. Louis has moved Jack Flaherty up to start today's game, which tells you how badly they want this. And here's a guy that effectively has become the ace of the staff in the second half. I think his ERA is about 0.97 in 14 starts. He's only 10-8, but that doesn't really tell the whole story. He's been pitching very well for the last couple of months. So St. Louis obviously backing their big horse today. Derek Holland goes for the Cubs. And for Milwaukee, Adrian Hauser goes, and Jeff Hoffman for Colorado. So of those four names, really only Flaherty, the guy that's having an outstanding season, you'd have to kind of think that that gives the Cardinals the edge, plus the fact that they're on home turf, whereas the Brewers are in enemy territory, and they took that gut-wrenching loss last night. It will be curious to see how they bounce back after that heartbreaking loss last night. To your point, you think a 2-1 lead with Hader coming in for the ninth inning is kind of money in the bank, but it didn't work out that way.
John, it's to say the least, around my Chicago Cub household, it's been a miserable September. To that point, what do the Cubs do? I mean, there's talk of Madden not coming back. There's talk of, you know, getting rid of Epstein in the front office. I mean, what do you do if you're the Chicago Cubs?
Well, I think for the first couple of weeks, you kind of almost got to sit back and watch. I mean, clearly there's an issue in terms of the way that the roster is put together. Is the roster put together with the wrong combination of people, or is the roster put together and not managed properly? And I guess that's going to be the interesting question. I felt for some time that unless the Cubs did very well in the postseason, which obviously they're not going to do now that Joe Maddon was in some difficulty, I think the mere fact that they did not give him a contract extension before the start of the season told us that it was almost a winner move on situation. So that would lend me to believe that perhaps Maddon is not going to be back. But more interestingly, the Boston Red Sox have not named a successor to Dave Dombrowski. And if there is some dissatisfaction with Theo Epstein in Chicago, is there any possibility that he goes back to the Red Sox as the top dog and tries to rebuild that franchise? I mean, they know each other quite well, the Red Sox and Epstein. I don't think they parted on bad terms. I think Epstein only left because he had an opportunity to head up an operation rather than just be the GM. So that might be something that's interesting to watch, but certainly there's going to be some changes on the north side of Chicago. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the manager and some players, and I really wouldn't be surprised if Epstein leaves of his own accord.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. Let's switch sides and let's talk a little bit about the American League, John. Cleveland, the odd man out. What can you say about that?
Unfortunately, it's just the way the cookie crumbles. Here we have a team that's has already won 93 games, perhaps might win number 94 today, and they're on the outside looking in. Those three teams that have been vying for those two wild card spots for the entire month, Tampa Bay, Cleveland, and Oakland, they've all played outstanding baseball for the month of September. They've all done very, very well. To get it down to the last weekend of the season before being eliminated, especially with the mess that Cleveland starting rotation has been in through illness and through injury, I got to give Terry Francona a heck of a lot of credit for piecing that thing together. If you'd have said to me a month ago or 2 months ago, with all the injuries and the illness that starting rotation had, that the Indians would be in it to the last week of the season, I probably would have thought that was a very small possibility. So I guess from that standpoint, we sit back and we say they've done very well.
That is John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us talking about Major League Baseball, breaking things down. And we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll come back and we'll continue this conversation, because I got to figure out what you think is going to happen as far as who will be in the World Series and everything along those lines. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, John Poulter with us now here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Winning run at third. The 0-2. Swing, a line drive, base hit right field. Mike Moustakas on a two-strike pitch lines a single to right, and the Brewers have taken game one.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do you do? fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Alonzo drives one deep left center, headed toward the wall. That ball is out of here. Number 46 for Pete Alonzo, tied with Trout no more. He's got the major league lead. He drives this one down the line, toward the wall. It's out of here. Second of the night for Pete Alonzo, number 47.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Pretty impressive season from that young man. Wow, what a year. What a performance, and a lot of high hopes now for the New York Mets looking forward for their future and his future, obviously. But welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with John Poulter, our professor of sports, talking baseball right now. John, let's talk American League. How dangerous are the Oakland Athletics?
Oakland Athletics, they're a funny team. I mean, every year you sit down and you look at their roster as they come out of spring training, and you kind of wonder how they're going to find a way to piece it together this year. There's always some reclamation projects there. They've always traded a couple of guys away that they don't want to pay anymore for journeyman players. But for some reason or other, Billy Beane and Cor seem to just continue to put a good baseball team on the field. And I think everybody knows that the Houston Astros are by far the best team in that division. And I think we knew that going in. So I don't think there were any aspirations that the A's could win the division. But when you look at what the A's put on the field and the way that they do it, to me it's amazing what they do with what they have. A little bit like Tampa Bay to some extent, and it's ironic that those are the two teams that are playing in the wild card game. But every year we kind of look at Oakland and don't think too much of their roster, and all of a sudden, come Labor Day, we're saying, hey, the A's have a good chance to get into the postseason, and here they are with 90-some wins, home field advantage locked up for the wild card game. Another great success story for a team that operates, quite frankly, on a shoestring budget.
Totally agree. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was excuse me. I was just gonna ask about, you know, those Astros. You know, when we take a look at it and look, I mean, they are probably the cream of the crop to me in the National League East. Is there anybody, I mean, besides the Yankees that could challenge the Astros?
I don't think so, Mike. I look at the Astros and I think here's a team that's pretty solid top to bottom. It has pitching, it has hitting, it has defense, it's got good manager and coaching staff. You got a pitching staff that right now is probably the best starting rotation in baseball. How would you like to be going into a best-of-seven series knowing that you're going to face probably four starters maximum in that series? And if you get by Verlander, then you got to get by Cole, and then you got to get by Greinke. Each of those guys is probably going to start two games in a seven-game series. Your chances aren't very good if those guys pitch up to their expectations. So I've got to think that the Astros are the favorites in the American League, although the Yankees will give them a good run for their money. What might be the difference there is that the Astros will have the extra home game should those two teams play in the American League Championship Series.
That is the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports, hanging out talking Major League Baseball. As we know, the postseason is upon us after today. We'll either have a one-game playoff to see who wins that division in the Central of the National League, unless the Brewers don't win. If St. Louis wins, the Brewers lose, it's all over. If the Brewers win, St. Louis loses, we've got ourselves another matchup there. John, let me ask you this. I mean, you look at the American League, and I mean, it's amazing. New York, 103 wins. Minnesota, 101 wins. Houston, 106 wins. Oakland, we're talking about them as a wild card team, 97 wins. And Tampa Bay, 96 wins. How much better is the baseball in the American League than it is in the National League?
I think right now it's quite a bit better, but we've seen this go in cycles for many, many years. You know, we go through these spells where for 7 to 10 years one league is so dominant over the other, and we see the same thing in the All-Star game, that for 7 or 8 years out of 10 one league will win the game, and then all of a sudden it will flip. I think with the movement of players today and the team's willingness to spend money and free agents and the fact that nobody really has any loyalty to their team anymore. Their loyalty is now, for the most part, with a few exceptions, is to their paycheck. You tend to see guys changing an awful lot. And from that standpoint, you end up with a huge turnover on a lot of teams. And in any sport, if you get a large turnover on your roster, you're going to have some different results. And right now, I just think the American League is a better league. I'm not saying that the baseball is better. I'm not saying that the style of play is better. I just think we're going through that spell right now where the majority of the best teams in baseball are in the American League. And with due respect to whoever wins the National League Central and to the Atlanta Braves, I think the only team right now in the National League that could be very competitive on an everyday basis in the American League is probably the Los Angeles Dodgers, if you look at the Dodgers' record. But you look at the Dodgers' record, and yes, they're a very good team, but are they a really good team, or are they just a very good team in a division where the rest of the division is 500 or slightly below 500, and the Dodgers have benefited from playing 19 games against each of those teams? Obviously, we don't have an answer to that question, but to me, the only really competitive team in the National League right now would be the Dodgers.
But I do think we have an answer to that, because year after year they win the division by numerous amounts of games. So I do think the answer is pretty clear. John, so along those lines, give us some of your scenarios. Like, what do you think could happen? Who winds up in the World Series? Give us a couple of different thoughts. I mean, me personally, since I have a relationship with Brett Boone, it would be pretty cool to see the Yankees playing the Nationals. And I know that goes against everything I think about as far as the Milwaukee Brewers. But just in the sense of history and nostalgia and things along those lines, I would be that would be pretty cool for the Boone family if that would happen, because obviously we know his father's involved with the Nationals, his brother's involved with the New York Yankees, I'm sorry. But at the end of the day, what do you think are some of the matchups, and what would be your dream matchup as far as a World Series?
Well, I think in terms of what we would like to see on the field and probably what the networks would like to see is probably Houston and the Dodgers for a couple of reasons. The Dodgers have lost the last two World Series, one of those to the Houston Astros. Those two teams have essentially been the best teams in their respective leagues for all or most of the season. They've won their divisions quite easily. I still think that Houston is a better team than the Dodgers simply because of that great starting rotation. But at the end of the day, if the Dodgers get hot for week or 10 days, that could change very quickly. I see the Houston-New York Yankees series, which I think is probably the American League Championship series that we're going to see. I see that as a very tough series. That may go 7 games. That might be a situation that tests the Houston pitching staff a little bit and perhaps hinders Houston if they do get to the World Series. You're looking at the National League Championship Series, I'd have to go with the Dodgers and Atlanta. I think the Dodgers are easily going to deal with whoever wins the wild card game, and I think Atlanta is a better team than either St. Louis or Milwaukee, plus Atlanta has home field advantage. So I guess looking at it from the top down, the top being the World Series, I'd have to say Houston and the Dodgers in the World Series, Houston and the Yankees in the ALCS, and the Dodgers and the Braves in the NLCS. And obviously the pieces then would fit together for the two division series. But at the end of the day, I still think we're going to end up seeing Houston and the Dodgers playing for all the marbles.
You know, John, one last thing here real quick for you. What can you say about Justin Verlander? I mean, he gets his 3,000th strikeout last night. He gets his 300th strikeout for the season last night. I mean, this guy is like the epitome to me of a professional pitcher and just a class act. But just your thoughts on Justin Verlander.
I agree with you 100%. But, you know, as great as his season has been, here's an interesting stat for you. Verlander's 21-6 with a 2.58 ERA and 300 strikeouts, as you mentioned. Gerrit Cole goes today. He's 19-5, so he's got a chance to win his 20th game. His ERA is 2.52 going in, and he's got 316 strikeouts. So at the end of the day, if the Astros win big today and Cole pitches a great game, does that put him on a par with Verlander, or does that maybe put him a little bit ahead of Verlander? Either way, they got two great pitchers.
Hey, John, appreciate your time as always. Look forward to talking to you next week. We might have to throw some hockey in the mix as well. So keep it close, everybody. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
High drive to right. The wall. Goodbye. 2-0. Altuve.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The football season's back! And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Good leg into it toward the corner between the numbers and the sideline. Raleigh got the return in the middle, has the 40, had a steep 45, open field, gone. Has the 50, 45, kicker to beat, 40, left side, 35, he's gone, 30, Riley to the 20, Riley at the 10, Riley all the way for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about the sports world if you'd like. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And if you couldn't tell from those clips that you were listening to on the way in, we're going to talk some college football. Mike is a college football guru, and he didn't think it was all that eventful of a weekend. But with that being said, Mike, we did have, you know, a relatively close call for Wisconsin. They only won 24-15 over a Northwestern team that probably isn't all that good. And then we had the game of the day, which was North Carolina and Clemson. And this game came down to a Mack Brown terrible decision, in my humble opinion, Mike Wilson. Look, I'm sorry, but when you have the opportunity to take the number one team in the country into overtime in your own building, you have to kick that ball. You don't try to be a hero, because if you try to be a hero, you wind up a zero like Mack Brown did in this situation, going for 2 points, which ultimately, man, I'm sorry, but if people don't know the percentages and the odds on that happening, they're slim to none. So ultimately, this was an idiot, moron-type decision to make if you're Mack Brown in that position. What say you, Mike Wilson? That's my humble opinion.
I don't know if I'd go idiot, moron decision, but it wasn't a good decision. I mean, you kick the extra point, you get yourself to overtime, and you take your chances from there. But you're playing the number one team in the country who, you know, in all honesty, they haven't exactly clicked like they did last season. So, you know, like I said, you just take your chances in overtime, kick the extra point and go from there. But Clemson defense, as it is not as good as last year, it's still pretty damn good. They smelled that out. They were ready for that, and they weren't going to let the Tar Heels get in the end zone. Mack Brown probably, you know, as he's going to church this morning or, you know, watching film later today or whatever it is, he might be second guessing himself, and maybe thinking that he may have got caught up in the moment. And that does happen with coaches. It happens to players, it happens to coaches, but you still have to, man, somehow just figure let's tie this thing up and then take our chances in overtime.
I don't disagree with anything you said there, and I think you got a good point. Look, let me ask you this. The morale of the team after a decision like that, I think you either go one way or the other. You're either all in if you're on that team, if you're all in with Mack Brown and his decision, or you weren't all in with Mack Brown and that decision, and then that the point is here, what do those kids do? Do they decide to bail on Mack Brown for the rest of the year because of that terrible decision where he didn't have the belief in his team to go into overtime and get a stop for 3 points? I mean, look, it wasn't like Clemson was running up the score on them by any means. So why not just go to OT, throw it all on the line in overtime, and you know what, Mike? Eventually, you're going to be forced to go for 2 points.
Right. You eventually, after the third overtime, have to go for 2 points. And that was my point originally, was take the extra point, then take the chances, because then it's overtime and anything and everything happens in overtime. So you know, I don't think he loses the team on this. I think the team as a whole, as a coaching staff, as players, they're disappointed that they couldn't convert. I don't think he's lost the locker room at any point yet. He's Max, you know, considering that Carolina, North Carolina is a basketball school. It always will be. You know, they needed a little shot in the arm with, you know, with the football program. So they bring Mac in, a national championship coach, and he's put some energy in there. He's got a couple of wins out the gate. Now he's, you know, they've hit some rough times. Now, if this continues, I mean, that's a whole different story. If this continues, he may lose the team. He may lose the locker room. But I think for right now, I think they're just going to get back in the lab, so to speak, and see if they can come up with a win next week.
That is the voice of Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up and follow us on Twitter. Mike is Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports. Michigan rebounded pretty well, Mike, 52-0 over Rutgers. Patterson had a pretty solid day for them. And just along those lines, Tua had a great day. The kid from Ohio State, Justin Fields, is he working his way into the Heisman talk a little bit? What would you think about that?
I think he is a little bit. I think the Heisman talk for him will certainly heat up next year because Jalen Hurts will be gone. The talk for next year may be between Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields. But to say the least, Justin Fields is a quality quarterback. I mean, Georgia knew what they had when they recruited him. He was the number one quarterback coming out of high school, and it just didn't work out for him at Georgia. And certainly he's found a very nice home there up at Ohio State. And, you know, I still think he's a year away from getting real big-time talk.
Yeah, I don't dispute that, but he's definitely impressed me. He doesn't try to run the ball unless he really has to. You know, he's a pretty solid quarterback in the pocket. His numbers are pretty solid too. I mean, he didn't throw the ball that much. They were destroying Nebraska. I mean, the final's 48-7. He goes 15-21, 212 yards, 3 touchdowns in the air. I mean, you look at what Jalen Hurts is doing, 17-24, and people didn't think this guy was a great passer. 415 yards. I know he's getting the ball out to those receivers in space, and obviously they're getting a lot of yards after catch. But at the end of the day, man, we've had some pretty impressive quarterback play, to say the least, early in the season, haven't we?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jalen Hurts is putting up video game numbers, but, you know, with Lincoln Riley's offense there in Oklahoma, I mean, I think maybe you and me could put up video game numbers. I mean, they have talented receivers. They have a talented offensive line. And then when you put Jalen Hurts, who was, like 26-2 or something as a starter at Alabama. So you're putting an experienced guy back there. And then the tutelage, you know, of those quarterback coaches of Lincoln Riley and his staff to help Hurts become a better passer it's just blown up there in Norman, Oklahoma. So, I mean, when you take a look at it, Hurts has 415 yards and he only completed 17 passes. Like, you would think, you know, if you're going to throw for over 400 yards, you're chucking the ball at least probably 40 times, completing, you know, 30 passes, a little, maybe 28 or 40 or something like that. But he's being efficient. And Lincoln Riley is making him look like he could be something at the next level.
Well, but that's just the point. I mean, he's getting those balls out to his receivers with plenty of space, and they're obviously making a lot of things happen. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if he had 300-yard receivers that to get those 400-some-odd yards, you know. So, look, at the end of the day, and, yeah, you look at it, this Lamb kid's CeeDee Lamb from Oklahoma, he was the recipient of all of Jalen Hurts's good fortune. 7 receptions, yeah. 185 yards, and he had the 3 touchdowns. So that must be his favorite target. So if you figure out how to shut him down, let's see what Jalen Hurts can do going to a second guy or a third guy after that, right?
Right, and let's not sleep on Bo Nix, the quarterback at Auburn. I mean, He had similar completion attempt numbers to Jalen Hurts yesterday. He was about 15 or 16 to 21, a couple touchdowns, 335 yards. I mean, you get him past that Oregon game where he kind of looked like a freshman, you know, in the middle of a big game like that. But he has certainly settled in, and Auburn being number 7 ranked has something special with Nix. I mean, his dad played at Auburn. I mean, there's a connection there. He wants to be there, and he's performing right now for Gus Malzahn.
All right, let's bring it back to the Pac here, Pac-12, obviously where you and I live, breathe, eat, and sleep. Arizona State goes on the road in a hostile environment Friday night, taking on Cal Berkeley, in Berkeley, I should say, playing Cal in Berkeley. This didn't seem like a place where ASU was going to show up, and fortunately for Devil fans, they did, man. They really showed up, and it wasn't impressive by Jaden Daniels at all, 14 to 24, 174 yards. It was the Eno Benjamin show, man. I mean, the guy literally carried that team on his back. I saw him just pounding guys in the, you know, when he was going, when he had the ball in his hand, defenders, he was just knocking them off like there would be defenders. And Eno had the 3 touchdowns for the A State, and they get the victory over a Cal team that was 15 in the country, and their quarterback goes out of the game. So I think that changed a lot of things, but that's a gutsy performance from Arizona State on the road, man.
It's a real gutsy performance. And you mentioned Eno Benjamin there, and he's a solid back. Like I think he's an NFL type. He's certainly an NFL back at the next level. You know, you take a look at his stats. He had 100 yards. He had 29 carries. So, I mean, he didn't have a great average per carry. You know, he's a little over 3 yards, you know, per carry there. But, you know, he had the 3 touchdowns. And like you said, he was knocking guys over. He was stiff-arming dudes. He is certainly one of the emotional leaders of the Sun Devils. And to go up to Cal with that defense that Cal has and put 24 points on the board and walk out of that stadium with a 7-point victory, you know, says a little something about, you know, Herm and his staff and the team, because, you know, you come off that disappointing loss to Colorado the week before, and, you know, people were thinking, God, they're going to go to Cal. That defense, it doesn't look good. ASU just kind of put their foot in the ground and said, you know what, we're going to walk out of here with a victory. And they did. And the players and the staff deserve a lot of credit.
No, I agree, man. It was definitely an impressive performance from the Arizona State Sun Devils going to Berkeley to beat California 24-17. Who's impressed you the most so far from the Pac-12? Has anybody caught your eye?
You know what, you know, I've always been a Utah guy, and I know they lost to SC. You know, I'm still in with Utah winning the conference, but there's nobody, you know, Washington, you could probably say Washington, but there's nobody that I'm just like, oh, wow, impressed with, or they are definitely like, you know, they're going to go to a major bowl, or they're even going to go to playoffs. I mean, all the talk about the playoffs, Pac-12 just shut up about it, because you ain't going. There's no way, and you know what, you're getting to the playoff at all. So, you know, it just is what it is for the Pac right now.
All righty, folks. We got to take another pause for the cause. We're going to come back and wrap up hour number 1. That means hour number 2 is on the horizon. Lots of NFL talk in hour number 2. And speaking of that, always live every Sunday morning, 8 to 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, doing the Dorfont Sports Radio Show. And then I come back late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Keep it close, everybody. We've got one more segment for this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition.
Looking to his left. Looped deep in the end zone. Jabal. Touchdown! What a catch! Henry Ruggs!
This is Dorf on Sports.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago. If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's big!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here, hour number one. Mike, let me tell you, man, Major League Baseball obviously has come to that point in the postseason where it is the postseason, and those teams are there. They're going to battle it out. We've had an interesting few weeks of college football, to be honest with you. I know that you think it was kind of a down week, but I'm excited for college football the rest of the way. We'll see if some of those top teams get knocked off, and we'll see if we get some team that jumps out of the woodwork to make their way and their noise. And speaking of that, same thing with Major League Baseball as the postseason is here, man. Let's see if the Brewers can keep this magical run alive, right?
Right. Well, you know, being a Cubs fan, it's hard to say, you know, you want the Brewers to succeed, but I'd rather have the Brewers succeed than those damn Cardinals. So, you know, it's kind of a give and take with me. But, yeah, no, with college football, you're exactly right. I love chaos, and I'm just waiting for chaos to kind of take hold a little bit here with college football. But it certainly will be fun. Get your popcorn, get your soda, all that kind of stuff going down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the SEC, obviously right now, is showing that they're the strongest conference out there. They've got five teams that are obviously in the top 25 of the country. But I'm telling you what, I almost wouldn't mind seeing an all-SEC college playoff. I don't know about you, but that would – one of these days or one of these years, it could very well happen.
Yeah, yeah, it could certainly very well happen. And like you said, the SEC is doing SEC things, man, and you just got to sit back and watch.
All righty, folks. Hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two is on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump fighting back as Democrats continue to move forward on impeachment.
The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen.
The president from the Rose Garden releasing a brand new video on Twitter telling his 65 million followers,
"We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it, because our country is at stake like never before."
Now, as for the president's demeanor, South Carolina Senator Republican Lindsey Graham says he plays a round of golf with the president at Trump National in Virginia Saturday. So how was his mood?
It was one of the best days I've ever spent on the golf course. The president was a charmingly great host. It was a lot of fun. And we did win.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors, for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Depending upon where you are in the country, all sorts of weather. Hot, hot, hot in Atlanta, where it's expected to hit 94. But snow in other cities. USA Radio's Chris Barnes breaks it all down.
Summer-like conditions have been lingering in parts of the United States, but the northern Rocky Mountains are getting a taste of winter already. Strong winds and heavy snow causing power outages and some road closures in northwestern Montana during the wintry storm that threatened to drop several feet of snow in some parts of the northern Rockies before the weekend was over. Emergency travel only was recommended in some sections along the eastern edge of the Rocky Mountain front. Following the storm, temperatures are expected to drop into the teens and 20s across much of western and central Montana overnight on Monday. The weekend storm system was also bringing some strong winds and some snow to the mountains of northern Washington and northern Idaho. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor investigating a payroll company, USA Radio's John Hunt with the very latest.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
Hey, if you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
realized.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms.
A Mar-a-Lago Army officer who lies during a child porn investigation gets probation. USA Radio's Wendy King with the story.
An Army officer who used to oversee White House communications at the Trump Florida estate Mar-a-Lago has gotten a 3-year probation sentence for making false statements during a child pornography investigation. Court documents show he became a target for investigators after he uploaded topless photos of a young relative to a Russian website. The Miami Herald's Nick Nuhamis has been reporting the story.
He was at the White House switchboard before this in charge of making calls for the president, the vice president, and senior White House staff. He also traveled with the president and vice president to maintain their communication.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe, and especially here in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Tons of NFL football to talk about, Mike, with you here. So much to get into. It's kind of hard to even know where to start. Obviously, we had the Thursday night game, Packers and the Eagles get it done on the road at Lambeau Field. And then obviously a whole slate of games, and one of the big ones would be the Cowboys and the Saints, I would have to think, because obviously the Cowboys have gotten off to a great start. Drew Brees is out now for the Saints, and they've got Teddy Bridgewater, and he looked pretty good last week. So excited for the action that we'll have on the field today, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you mentioned that Cowboys-Saints game. That's the one I'll be paying attention to, even though I'm a Dolphin fan, and you know there's really not much to pay attention to if you're a Miami Dolphins fan these days. So you got to watch what the other guys are doing.
You know, there's a lot of interesting things to get into. We've seen a lot of these young quarterbacks obviously come in and have some impact early on in the season, and some by necessity and some because they've just gotten the opportunity. And you know what, Daniel Jones, we'll get into that obviously a little bit as well. The guy made the most of his opportunity getting his start the first time. So anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. We'll come back and we'll continue talking NFL football right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We'll be right back.
is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Zach Wood is the snapper. Morstead the holder. Career long of 57 yards for Will Lutz. Snap, placement, Lutz leans into it. Lutz has got the distance. Oh, he's got it! Saints win! New Orleans gets the W in the season opener, and Will Lutz is the hero. A personal best 58-yard field goal, and the Saints walk off.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Speaking of walking off, that's my kicker, baby, for my fantasy football team. So I love when Will Lutz makes long field goals. Welcome back, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us in many ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. Follow us there as well. Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Dorfman is Dorf on Sports. And, you know, that's the Sunday night game, Cowboys and Saints. And I'm going to run through all the games, Mike, real quickly, just get everybody locked and loaded on all of the action from today. Titans are at the Falcons. Patriots are at the Bills. That's a matchup to be somewhat intriguing because both those teams are 3-0 at this point. Chiefs are playing the Lions on the road. The Lions have looked impressive the last couple weeks, and right now they're actually leading their division at 2-0-1. Raiders playing the Colts on the road today, and I like the Colts the way that they play, man. Just a fun brand, and Brissett is an easy guy to like, to be honest with you. Chargers playing the Dolphins. I don't even know why I just said them. I just should have said that team that has a fish representing them because they're pretty pathetic at this point. Redskins and Giants are going at it. That's an interesting one in this division. Browns and Ravens, another division game. Panthers playing the Texans. Buccaneers playing the Rams, Seahawks here in Arizona to play the Cardinals, Vikings at the Bears, Jaguars at the Broncos, and then, like I said, the Cowboys and the Saints in the Sunday nighter. And then for Monday night, it would be the Bengals and Steelers. But Cowboys and Saints, I mean, look, I think this is where the Cowboys get a loss. I think you saw a pretty good outing from Teddy Bridgewater last week. Kamara really got into that offense quite a bit in both the passing game and obviously rushing the ball. Got to keep doing that. Got to keep feeding that guy. But I do think that it's a tough place to play, and this may be where Dallas finds their first loss, Mike.
No, I absolutely agree. The Dome is a tough place to play, and Bridgewater did have a great game. You know, he had a pretty solid game last week. But, I mean, you and I both know, look, this league, the NFL, is week to week. And, you know, one week you can be the hero. The next week you can be the GOAT. And I'm not talking about the greatest of all time. It's with that. But I do think Dallas is going to run into some issues in New Orleans. And not that I wish that anybody loses, but I think that this is, like you, this is where the Cowboys suffer their loss.
You know, I'm starting to wonder, you know, Ezekiel Elliott got his money, obviously. Dak Prescott has been pretty damn good thus far throughout the season. And right now, sources are saying that Dak and the Cowboys are not close on a new deal. Does that at some point start weighing into Dak Prescott's mind a little bit? Because he's out there performing. He's out there playing as hard as he can. And he's making plays. And he's looking pretty good, to be quite honest with you. So at some point, does the lack of the Cowboys addressing his wants and desires to be obviously higher paid, but probably to be a Dallas Cowboy for a long, long time, does that sooner or later start to weigh in a little bit in his head?
I think it does. I mean, you know, what we've seen from Dak so far is that he's a consummate professional. Like, he's the antithesis of Antonio Brown. He goes out, he does his job, he doesn't complain. The, you know, Wall Street loves him, you know, Chicago Avenue loves him kind of thing. He's that kind of guy. But when you see these guys around you on your team getting their bags, so to speak, as the younger generation says, it probably does make him start to wonder, you know, when's my turn? What else do I have to do to show you that I am worth, you know, whatever it is, the contract that it's going to be. And there are some people that think that the contract's done and that all this stuff that we hear is just, you know, it's just blowing smoke up everybody's backside. And that they'll probably announce that he has the contract during their bye week. But, you know, you would think if you have the contract done, you'd want to get that out of the way and let everybody know as soon as possible. But, you know, you never know. But Dak certainly deserves his bag of money.
You know, and then Jason Garrett also, no talk about him getting an extension. And I don't know. I just think that Jerry right now, he's going to be throwing out a lot of money when you think about it to Dak. He obviously just gave it up to Ezekiel. What about Amari Cooper and then Jason Garrett? So I just think it's kind of a lot on the table and a lot on the menu for him right now. And at that point, what do you try to do? You try to push things off in a different direction, if you ask me. So I think that's what he's doing. He's doing a good job of it. What do you think of the Atlanta Falcons, man? I mean, this is a team that I had high hopes for, Mike, and they've gotten out of the gates once again relatively slow. They do play pretty well at home. That's another place, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia, a tough place to play. They've got the Titans coming into town. I think this is a good opportunity for Matty Ice to hook up with Calvin Ridley and Julius Jones. I think that they should have a pretty good day at home against the Titans.
You would think, but I was like you, Dorf. I mean, I was high on Atlanta. I thought the hangover from the Super Bowl lasted pretty much the whole year last year. I thought they, you know, get out of the funk over the summer and never, you know, those kind of things. But it looks like it just hasn't happened yet. And you have to wonder about the head coach's job security at this point. So you know, like any coach, you need to win to keep your job pretty much. If they can't get it done against Tennessee, there's going to be, you know, not that there isn't already rumblings of things down there, but the rumblings of the head coach's job will certainly, you know, go full steam if they lose to Tennessee at home. I don't see it happening. I'm like you, being home in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, you know, it's one of those things where comfort is at home. But right now for me, I just don't trust Atlanta. I really don't. So
you bring up an interesting thought in my head, because we live in such a world where we want things immediately, and sometimes things are a process and they take a little bit of time. We saw how quick the Cardinals were last season to pull the trigger and get rid of Steve Wilks after a terrible season. What do you think is the right amount of time to give somebody?
You know, for me, it's at least 4 years. I mean, it's kind of like college football. You got to have some time to get your recruits in there, your OKGs, your R kind of guys, kind of thing. And I tend to think the same thing with Atlanta, or just any NFL team. You got to have time to set your culture. You got to have time to get your kind of players that will run your offense to the best of their abilities, in on your program. So, you got to have time, and you're exactly right with, you know, what have you done for me lately kind of league. And, you know, we just wanted everything right here, right now, kind of culture, and professional sports it's not that way, and it shouldn't be that way. You need time to build what you're trying to build.
I mean, you've seen it happen like here and there where you can put together that super team of some sort, whether it's in a different league, you know, the NBA, whatever, some other league. But very rarely do you see that happen in football, man. And it does. It takes time. And when you have that system that's so in place, like a Bill Belichick and what they do there with New England, you keep that in line as long as possible, man. And I think that so many teams are really just trying to find themselves year in and year out, Mike, to be honest with you. So I think that that's a big part of it, is the identities of teams change so often, man.
Yeah, they do. And you are right, you know, that these teams are trying to find – a lot of these teams are trying to find themselves from year to year. And, you know, they're just not given the coaching staff is just not given the amount of time that they need most times to develop what they're trying to develop. And, look, you can look at the, you know, New England Patriots as one of those organizations that doesn't overreact to things, that does things their way. Pittsburgh, the Steelers organization, I mean, they've had, what, three head coaches, and, you know, like in the history of their franchise, they don't overreact. The San Antonio Spurs of the NBA, like they do what they do. And
I agree. All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come right back and continue talking NFL football here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be back.
Off the Minnesota 20, four-man rush. Ryan going to flip, looking for and caught Calvin Ridley, the touchdown.
First down, play fake, boot to the right, Witten's open. At the five, at the three, touchdown for the goal.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
They scrimmage from the Cardinal 47. Stafford play action fake via Chase. Matthews got to duck out of there. Now he sets and throws deep down the right side. It is caught. Amendola at the 20. Shakes him in at the 10. Standing in the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Wow, baby, Stafford evaded the pressure. Amendola hauled it in. Slipped the defender. Took it to the house. That's big.
Stafford's going to work out of the gun. He's got carry on to his right. Matthew leans in. There's the snap. Matthew's got it. Pocket holds. Matthew looks, throws. Got a man. Kenny Galladay. He can walk in. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. 9 yards on the connection, and the Lions have extended their lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Lions playing the Chiefs at home today. 7-point underdogs, speaking of which. And the Lions have been playing pretty well the last couple of weeks. First week, they got out of the gates pretty well, and then they slowed down and wound up with a tie with the Arizona Cardinals, which is some of the highlights that you heard there. Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Get at us. Let's talk about what's going on in the NFL. Week 4 is here. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Chiefs playing the Lions today. Two interesting quarterbacks. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, we know how good that guy is and what he's done through the first 3 weeks of the NFL. And then Matty Stafford, I actually think this guy might be a little bit under the radar. He's got some decent wide receivers. Galladay, one of his real explosive guys. I don't know, man. I think this is going to be a really, really fun football game, and a lot of points are scored, Mike.
No, I think it is too. And, there's nothing wrong with me with a lot of points being scored. So we'll see what happens today, but it certainly will be kind of fun to watch.
Yeah, I've been impressed with what the Lions have done the last couple of weeks. They beat a Charger team that came in a little banged up, and those are always tough games because when you have those second string and third string guys that come in, they're playing inspired, and you don't really have much information on those guys, sometimes they can play you pretty tough for a while. But the Lions have definitely shown up the last couple weeks. This would be interesting if they could pull off an upset against the Chief team that is so loaded, and they're not even playing with Tyreek Hill right now. So Patrick Mahomes has himself a bevy of options to go to there. And what do you think of LeSean McCoy? How do you think he's impacted things so far for the Chiefs?
Well, you were just talking about the bevy of weapons that he has. He's one of those in the bevy of weapons that Kansas City has. I mean, the dude can still run it. He's still quick as you know what. And I just think he adds something in terms of you can put him in the slot. You could even put him out wide, and certainly you can put him in the backfield to run the ball. But he just brings just a dynamic, just another dynamic to that Kansas City Chiefs team that, you know, most teams would just be drooling about if they had that option.
I agree. Colts, pretty interesting football team, man. Brissett is a guy that you love him on plays, and then you hate him, like, on the next play. Because at times you're like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And then the guy will just make a miraculous play after that. And I'll tell you what, there's something to be said about that. The guy's got guts. The guy's got heart. The guy's got a lot of determination. And I think that the Colts were in much better shape having Andrew Luck leave than a lot of people thought, Mike.
Yeah, I would tend to agree. I mean, there's, like you said, there's plays where Brissett just, you just scratch your head in terms of what's he doing. And then there's other plays you're like, man, this guy has it. He can play at this level. I still think he's still learning how to be an NFL quarterback. I mean, he didn't really have any chance when he was in New England. He gets out to Indy, you know, he got Andrew Luck there. You know, and granted, last season he did get to play and start and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, he's still relatively young at learning how to be an NFL quarterback. And you kind of see it from time to time with, you know, wow, that was a great throw. And then other times he's throwing in the triple coverage. What the heck is he doing kind of thing? So I'm rooting for Brissett. I like him. I think his teammates like him. And when you got your teammates liking you, you know, that's a lot. That's having good backing at the NFL level.
I think he's a likable guy because you see him out there working his tail off, and you know that he's given it everything he has. So I think his team has a ton of respect for him. Chargers, they've gotten out of the gates pretty slow, Mike. 1-2. This is a team that was really, really good last year, and they do have Melvin Gordon coming back. Not going to play this week. He needs to kind of get back into things, and he'll be back, obviously, for them when they really need him. But how much are they missing him for that offense, first and foremost? And this is a great opportunity. I mean, I hate to keep harping on your fish, but you're going to Miami, man, and this is a team that's pathetic. So I really see the Chargers having one of those days where they come out, they play inspired football. Melvin Gordon is going to be coming in soon, and I think the Chargers are at the point where this might be the turning point for them in the season.
Well, I think everybody's turning point is when they have to play the Dolphins myself, but you know, that's another story for another time. But yeah, the Chargers with Melvin Gordon coming back, look, he is a dynamic back. He brings a lot to the offense. He'll take that extra yard, take that extra hit to get the first down. He can catch those bubble passes, swing passes. So he's a dynamic player who I think learned a little lesson in terms of trying to get a new contract, in terms of being fined and maybe what it's cost his team a little bit. But certainly the fellows in the Charger locker room are happy to have him back. And today against the Miami, whatever you want to call them, you know, it's going to be a pad the stat game today. This is going to be a destruction on an epic level today. I think the Chargers score 50 today on Miami. So, yeah.
Well, we'll see how it all shakes out, and I can hear the disappointment in your voice. So we're not even going to talk Dolphins at all. I'll spare you that, man.
Let's move on.
Yeah, Redskins are playing the Giants. The Redskins are looking for that first win. You know, Daniel Jones obviously did a tremendous job getting that start for him, winning the game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 32-31. That was an awesome game. It was a lot of fun to watch. Redskins with Case Keenum, I think the question becomes, when does Haskins get a shot if Case Keenum can't get them in the win column? So what are your expectations for Case Keenum moving forward, and how soon do you think we see Haskins?
I say put Haskins in today. Get him some series, get him some run, because I do think Washington's going to go to New York and beat New York. And Daniel Jones, yeah, he had a great first game. So let's see if he can put back-to-back games, together. And that's going to be the big question moving forward.
Well, and they won't have Saquon Barkley for 4 to 8 weeks. And I think that makes them a little bit more of a pass-happy offense. And Daniel Jones, man, for better or worse, the guy can sling it. And I know it was preseason, and I said, yo, I think this guy actually looks like he might belong in this situation. He really showed that he belonged, man. Two touchdowns with his feet, two touchdowns with his arm last week, Mike. Just a gutsy performance from a guy that is doing it for the first time in his NFL career. I don't know, man. Maybe the Giants weren't as stupid as everybody thought they were, Mike.
No, I think the Giants knew something that nobody else did. And they saw the maturity that he has. They saw, you know, whatever other trait that they liked. And, you know, it's just, look, it's just one of those things where it's a feel-good story, and you just hope it continues.
I agree. No, it's pretty cool. And, I mean, even Eli was at least playing the part of looking like he was excited about what was going on the field. So, I don't know. We'll see. Browns and Ravens are going at it today. I'm going to set the table. We'll see if we have any time to really get into this because we're up against a break here momentarily. But the Browns are 1-2. They do have their one victory on the road. I believe it was against the Jets on Monday Night Football. They go into a Raven team at M&T Bank Stadium there in Baltimore, where the Ravens, I think Lamar Jackson has – to me, he's been relatively impressive. The guy hasn't thrown any interceptions yet. 7 touchdowns on the year. They've got a really solid running game with Mark Ingram. I think if he can get a little bit better in the passing game, I really don't know what the limit is for the Ravens, Mike.
No, I don't either. And right now, you can make certainly the argument they're going to win that division because Pittsburgh's struggling, and everybody thought Pittsburgh was going to, you know, come back and be pretty solid. But, I totally agree with you with Baltimore.
That all changed when Big Ben got knocked out for the season, my friend. And that's why it's such a week-to-week league in the NFL. Got to stay healthy. Health is the key. Speaking of that, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to do that. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Higgins goes wide left. Landry inside of him, and then inside of him, it's Njoku. Beckham near side wide right. Chubb on the right hip of Mayfield. Shotgun takes the snap. Baker back. Baker back. Baker looking. Baker firing. Down the middle. Got a man. It's Higgins to the 3.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The football season's back. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? You can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer is pushing the limits of how affordable a Sea-Doo can be. Right now, not only are we offering up to $1,200 off select 2018 GTI and Spark models, we're also giving you 0% financing for 36 months. Ride into your next adventure with the revolutionary performance of a Sea-Doo watercraft. Escape the everyday at your local BRP dealer. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
This is Lou Landers from Sports over in Night America. You can catch my co-host Ron McLeese and I every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We talk MLB, NFL, fantasy sports, gambling. We'll help you win money. We'll keep you up to date on all the latest news from around the world of sports. Sports Overnight America, 11 p.m. Pacific, every Friday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network.
The Tennessee 3-yard line. Baker's got the snap, looks left, throws middle, caught in the end zone, touchdown, it's David Njoku. And they're finally back into it with 2:10 to go in the third.
Lamar Jackson, empty backfield in the shotgun, looking to throw, has time, going deep down the middle, he's got Snead in the end zone, touchdown, Willie Snead on the receiving end, and the Ravens 4-for-4 possessions and touchdown.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Baker Mayfield going up against Lamar Jackson today in Baltimore, Maryland, Ravens hosting the Cleveland Browns, and before the week, or during the week, actually, Baltimore kind of poking a little bit of fun at the Browns, and quite frankly, man, I'm with it because the Browns came into the season with so much hype, Mike, that people are going to attack this one way or another, and if you wind up stinking up the joint, first and foremost, Kitchens will wind up, we talked a little bit about hot seats, that dude will be on the hot seat relatively soon. I'm wondering what his relationship is with Baker Mayfield. A lot easier to get rid of one the coach than it is to get rid of a quarterback who you might think is a franchise type quarterback. But the Browns, man, I'm sorry, I feel like it's going to be tough for them to live up to the hype, and I see them as an 8-8 football team, to be honest with you, Mike.
No, I do too. And, you know, there are just certain ways that if you're going to garner the hype, that when it kind of goes south on you a little bit, you stop chirping, you stop talking, you get back in the film room, and you kind of, to me, just start acting like a professional. And, you know, you see Baker get caught up in these, you know, little Twitter fits with AB or, you know, whoever it may be that maybe he feels is disrespecting him. And, you know, he got in that thing with Rex Ryan when Rex called him overrated, and Rex had a point. You know, a lot of people got upset with Rex, but as of right now, you could looking at where Baker was drafted and what the results have been so far, Rex had a good point. Now, does this bear out for the rest of his career? Certainly not. We got to see how that goes. But, you know, stop chirping on Twitter. Get away from the fantasy world of Twitter and get back in the film room. Get back on that practice field and do what it takes to win a ball game at the NFL level.
You know, it's an interesting twist that I'm going to throw at this, because Baker Mayfield is a guy that talks a lot. We all know that. In college, right, putting the stake in the ground at Ohio State and things along those lines. So we know he's a guy that's very emotional. On the other side, Lamar Jackson, Guy's calm, yeah. cool, collected, man. And, you know, he jokes about things like when people talk to him about his passing, and then he says, yeah, not bad for a running back, or, you know, I hate to run, things along those lines. This is a guy that, if you ask me, he is a real student of the game, and he wants to get better, Mike, really, really badly. And that's why you see this guy not running and using his legs when he probably could. I mean, last week against Kansas City, there were several times where he wound up just making great plays with his feet. And I almost think it's a little bit to a fault that he wants to be this pocket passing quarterback when he's a dual threat. And you know what, at certain times he's gonna need to make those plays for his team with his legs, and he did that to get him back in that game against Kansas City. So I love Lamar Jackson, and I think he's progressing in the right way.
No, I absolutely agree. And you see a guy that is getting better week to week. He listens to his coaches. And here's the other thing. He belongs to an organization that has structure, that has a way of doing things, and have had that kind of structure in place a long time. And you look across the field at Baker Mayfield, and, you know, you can certainly say Cleveland doesn't have that structure. They haven't had the structure put in place for a very long time. And you see – you know, you see things happen with Baker that you just figure he'd be past that by now. But without that structure in place to how to be a professional, how to practice, all those kind of things, and then to see the exact opposite with Baltimore and just how Lamar's handled it all, I mean, it says everything to me.
We're going to stick on this young quarterback theme. Panthers are playing the Texans. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, we know about this kid's talents and capabilities, but the Panthers now have Kyle Allen, the kid from Scottsdale, Arizona, playing quarterback for them. He looked pretty fantastic against the Arizona Cardinals, 4 touchdowns in a victory for the Panthers. This is a good opportunity for them to kind of turn their season around. But with that being said, do they have a quarterback controversy if this Kyle Allen kid keeps winning?
Yeah. They do. You know, winning is everything at the professional level. And if they get on a win streak and then, you know, it's time for Cam. Cam's feeling better. He wants to come back. How do you make that switch, man? I mean, granted, you know, Cam's a great athlete. He's huge. He's a former MVP. But, man, if you're on a 3, 4, or 5-game win streak and you make that switch and then it goes south on you, you know, you may want to get a realtor for your house because that's what may be happening for you. So it's just one of those things. But look, I mean, they were playing the Cardinals. They're not the greatest team right now. And I think winning in Houston today is going to be a tall order for Carolina.
No, I totally agree. But with that being said, yeah, I don't think if Kyle Allen gets things going, I don't think you can go back to Cam Newton. And to be quite honest with you, Mike, it'll make a lot of sense for the Carolina Panthers if Kyle Allen winds up being a player that is capable at this level to be a quarterback, because if they cut Cam Newton at the end of the season, it's a significant drop in money as far as the salary cap, if I'm not mistaken. So they've got every reason to give Kyle Allen the opportunity to perform as far as it goes for the Carolina Panthers.
That's why you see them, the organization, going, hey, Cam, take your time. We don't want to rush you back. We don't want to do anything like that. That's another way of saying we want to see what Kyle Allen has.
Yeah, no, I agree. Seahawks are playing the Cardinals. And again, another interesting matchup with two quarterbacks that are very mobile. One is a consummate professional in Russell Wilson. And then you have Kyler Murray, who is obviously getting his feet wet for the Arizona Cardinals. I'm telling you what, man, I think this is going to be another one of those long, tough seasons for the Arizona Cardinals where you're going to see good, you're going to see bad, you're going to see mistakes, you're going to see some great plays. But at the end of the day, they're going to lose a lot more games than they're going to win. And then on the other side, the Seahawks, I'm just impressed, man. You know, year in and year out, you take away from that team. Pete Carroll still figures out a way to get wins, and obviously a lot of that has to do with Russell Wilson, but Tyler Lockett, a special wide receiver for him, and I expect the Seahawks to come and play pretty well against the Cardinals today.
Yeah, so do I. You know, you're exactly right with the consummate professional with Russell Wilson, and then, you know, then you got the rookie in Kyler here in Arizona, but I expect the Seahawks to come down here and get the win. I think it's going to be a touchdown, 10-point game, those kind of things. I know the Arizona fans are like, well, we play Seattle pretty well. Yeah, but this is, to me, it's, you know, Seattle is still the better team, and Seattle should come out with the victory today.
Yeah, I fully anticipate Russell Wilson taking this game a little bit more, I don't know if you want to say serious, but a little bit more to heart, because, you know, he's the veteran out there, and he wants to show this young kid what it's all about to be in the NFL. So I expect a big day out of Russell Wilson. Vikings and the Bears, this is both near and dear to our hearts because you're a Bear fan and I'm a fan of neither one of these teams, but they're playing each other, so it gives me the opportunity to either have both those teams get a tie or at least one of those teams get a loss. So Vikings have a great running game with Dalvin Cook, man. This guy's putting up ridiculous numbers so far. The question is, obviously, Kirk Cousins, how good is this guy really? He's got great receivers, Diggs and Thielen. Those guys are fantastic, man. And then on the other side, the Bears with Mitchell Trubisky, watching him progress, is he getting that progression? And he's got a real special target in Allen Robinson. So I think this is going to be a pretty down, dirty, physical, drag-out game that could be won by a field goal by either team, Mike.
No, I see where you're going. Yeah, I think Minnesota, for me, there's just something about today. I don't know what it is. It's the cooler temperatures here in the Valley of the Sun, but I think Minnesota goes into Chicago and grabs a victory. I mean, my wife's the Chicago fan. I'm not, you know, just to keep things happy in the household, I do root for her Bears. But the other thing was Trubisky. What's your thoughts with Trubisky? I mean, like, I from one week he looks fine. The next week he looks like garbage. I don't trust him. The only thing I trust on Chicago is that defense. That'll make it tough for Minnesota. But other than that, that offense just looks anemic right now.
Look, I mean, Mitchell Trubisky is a young quarterback, and I think you're going to get a little bit of what you get here with the Arizona Cardinals, obviously with their young quarterback. You're going to get some good, you're going to get some bad. You're going to get some times when the offense looks like it's in complete rhythm, and you're going to get other times where it just looks like they can't get out of the backfield. And I don't know, man. They're going to rely heavily on their defense. I think, you know, that's a pretty obvious statement, but that's how they win ball games, is they create havoc. They get to the quarterback. And speaking of that, Kirk Cousins was obviously being hampered by the Packers in that game. And I expect Khalil Mack and the rest of that Bear defense to really get after Kirk Cousins again and make his day nothing but a nightmare, Mike.
No, can I just say ditto? You know, kind of thing with that. So we'll see. You think it's going to be a close game. So do I. What do you think in terms of who wins this game? Is it Minnesota? Is it Chicago? Is it, I don't know, do we have a tie?
I mean, like I said, that would be the best case scenario for me as a tie. But truth be told, I think Minnesota gets it done, man. I just think they have a few more weapons and that they will make some plays. And I just think it's a tough task to hold on to Dalvin Cook, to hold on to Thielen, to hold on to Diggs. I think that's a pretty tough task. We're not going to run through games like we normally do because we're running short on time. But I'm just going to throw this at you. Who are you looking at today to have the biggest impact for their team?
Ooh, good question there. I want to a certain extent, Lamar Jackson, because it is an in-division, it's a divisional game with Cleveland. And I think if he has a solid game, he has a great game with in division, I think that sends a little bit of a ripple through Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati, maybe the rest of the NFL. I just look for Lamar to have the biggest impact today.
I'm looking for, obviously, Teddy Bridgewater to go out there and have a huge impact for the Saints so that they can get the Cowboys their first loss. And that'll keep the Saints really relative, obviously, as far as it goes in the NFC. And if he can hold on and man the fort until Drew Brees gets back, wow, what an incredible job that would be by Teddy Bridgewater, who, by the way, could probably be a starting quarterback in this league on a lot of teams. And then the other thing I'm looking for is Daniel Jones, man. Can he repeat what he did a week ago in Tampa Bay against the Redskins at home? All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be back to wrap things up. Parting Shot Time is up next. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
There's a blitzing Roquan Smith as Stafford goes to work, in trouble, and down he goes! Roquan comes flying in like the missile he is from Montezuma, Georgia. Sack Stafford on 3rd and 9. Four-man rush with all kinds of time. Loads up right. Caught Miller at the 25 of Detroit. Breaks a tackle to the sideline. 10-5. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown, Bears. On 2nd and 5. Play action to Miller. 45-yard touchdown throw.
And 2nd and 12. Three receivers right. Diggs goes in motion. Alabama rookie Irv Smith in the game. Cousins under center. Tailback Cook. Kirk back to pass. Straight in the pocket. Fires left and is caught at the 10-yard line and into the end zone for a Vikings touchdown. It's one of the best in the game. Adam Thielen. Minnesota 6. Atlanta 0.
This is Dorf on Sports.
MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're listening to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. By the way, you can catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, the world-famous Sports Overnight America. That starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. At this time, Mike Wilson and I do our parting shots. Mike, you are up, my friend.
Hey, my parting shot, and I had mentioned it early in the program, is to Justin Verlander. Just a fabulous career. He gets his 3,000th strikeout last night. He gets his 300th for the season. The guy is the ultimate professional, and he's married to Kate Upton. I mean, does he live the life or what? But congrats, Verlander, on a solid career.
I've heard about living the life of Riley. That sounds pretty close to me as to what it would be like, Mike. Good parting shot. My parting shot is going to be about the NFL. Week 4 is coming up right now. I can't even believe it, man. We are a quarter of the way through the NFL season right now, Mike Wilson. If at the end of the day or end of Monday night, we are at the quarter point of the NFL season. What I'm saying is it goes by too damn quickly, people. We can't get enough of it. It only happens once a week, and we love it each and every week. All right, for Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.